And Al Porter is, he's usually in with us on a Saturday morning, but he's on the line, he's on the phone. Al, where are you? What are you up to?
Good morning.
Where are you?
I am in bed.
Yeah?
I'm dying sick. I was up all night. I went to the Talent Person of the Year Awards last night.
Yeah.
In the Red Cow Hotel, and, you know, all the free drink is completely unrelated to my inability to come into RTE today.
No, I do know that yesterday afternoon when I was speaking to you, that you did say that you were feeling quite ill, and it's not like you to feel quite ill.
No. I mean, most of the things that I say turn other people's stomachs. But there you go.
I have to say, you must be ill, because I remember the last time you were ill, you actually sent in a selfie of you looking very ill in a really cheap jumper.
Then a picture of my doctor's note.
Yes. What we want now is we want a picture of your doctor.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So you did send that in, yeah. And he's just looking like going, there's nothing else I can do.
Well, do you know what I find strange? My doctor, I won't name him now for legal reasons, but his picture on his, well, he has three pictures on his walls.
Yeah.
One of them is of like a sad looking cat.
Right.
Then the other one is of a sinking ship, which I never thought was a good picture for a doctor's surgery. And the third one is his degree.
Yeah.
His degree, but it just says Dr. Doesn't have his first name, and I'm thinking this could be anyone.
Do you remember the point at the start of this conversation where you said you wouldn't name him? Monday night is a particularly good night for you, Al, because you're going to appear on the BBC.
It is my BBC debut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that. So yeah, I'm on live at the Apollo on Monday at 10 p.m. The little thing when you save it to your little box, your Sky box, and you try and record it. It says that TV favourite Noel Fielding introduced us to Dane Baptiste and Ireland's newest comedy star, Al Porter.
Wow.
And I've been around a while, but like, let's not tell them that.
Ah, no, that's fine. Well, I mean, they mean newest. They don't mean that they found you that day. That, you know, around lunch you turned funny. So
it doesn't mean not Brendan Grace. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're still new as such, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what people think of it. Like, I mean, Irish people know what I do or whatever, but what the Brits are going to think of it when they all start tweeting about it, going, who's your man, you know?
Now, I was just thinking as well, because you're feeling particularly sick, I mean, you're not on your last legs as such, but I was just reading the story during the week about this guy on death row.
Okay.
And you know the way, just before they do whatever they want to do, well, they kill you, apparently.
Did you see this now? Was this in your Hello magazine, was it?
Yeah, no, I get the Howie magazine. It's a much better version. So this guy, he's asked for his last meal, and they refuse him. Now, apparently in federal law, you can't refuse whatever, but he just wanted a slab of beer.
No way.
Yeah, and they said, well, that's technically not a meal. And he says, well, it is for me, thanks very much. That'll fill me up nicely.
And they wouldn't give it to him.
They wouldn't give it to him. Isn't that terrible?
That's very sad now. Yeah.
So he had to go to his own death sober.
Nobody should ever have to do that.
No. Yeah.
Surely they allow you one beer.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking for you, Al, if it was the last, if this was it now and you were heading to the chair tomorrow, what would it be? What would your last meal be?
I was about to do a joke and say ribs for my pleasure.
Yeah.
But maybe a spice bag, probably.
A spice bag. Okay, yeah.
Actually, wouldn't you want something that would take you ages to eat?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah.
Like, can you ask for, like, slow roast pork, but then, like, determine how long you'd like it to roast for?
Yeah, you could do that. And there's some meals, you know, when you have to see it in a restaurant, you have to order it sort of 48 hours in advance. There's a Spanish thing they do as well. You could order that. And then you could order truffles as well, because truffles are only around once a year.
Yes, okay. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what truffles are.
They're like little mushrooms, but they're very expensive. Yeah.
Oh, God. Right, you know, I don't like mushrooms because they're basically athlete's foot that you eat. Well, they are, because it's just a fungus.
It is a fungus, yeah, but I think it's a bit tastier than licking Sebastian Coe's foot.
Sebastian Coe.
He was a runner in the 70s. I don't know where, I don't know how he just came into my mind.
The fact that you can recall at hand at any time of any day runners from the 70s is impressive.
My last meal, I would actually say, okay, I want to drive through McDonald's and I'll drive.
That would be good.
Now, on that, Al Porter, you need to get plenty of rest because you've got a busy time ahead. You've got the pantomime coming up as well.
I do 3 weeks there in the Olympia Theatre with Freeze, and and people keep it going to me, what happens? And we'll find out when I finish the script for the first read show on Wednesday.
And best luck, we'll all be tuned in on Monday, and we'll catch up soon, all right?
Perfect, love you, man.
Take care, bye-bye.